And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, special guest, co-general manager of Raven Radio, Ken Fate, here to tell us all about this year's Stardust Ball. Welcome to Morning Edition, Ken.
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks for having me in. Getting excited. It's in the air.
It is in the air.
The feeling of fall, which is a time when Halloween begins to roll around and the winter season when we're all kind of hunker down. But before we hunker, it's time to celebrate. It's time to be on this island together and jump around and celebrate what's going to be our winter before we reemerge with the spring unfolding a little later on. So I got some details for you about what's going to be happening this Saturday at Harrigan Centennial Hall. It is the Stardust Costume Ball and Lip Sync Extravaganza. And the tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books. We've sold out in the past. You can get them still at Old Harbor Books. The tickets are $35. They were more expensive last year because we had moved over to Allen Auditorium and had fewer people. And this is a major fundraiser for the radio station. And so the tickets, the ticket price went up last year. It's back down to where it was before since we have more room at the renovated Harrigan Centennial Hall. We're back to the capacity that we used to have. And that means we can sell more tickets. And so the ticket price is lower. Yeah, it's $35 again there at Old Harbor Books. So let's talk a little bit about what that evening entails.
Great. That sounds good.
We, as I mentioned, we're back at the newly renovated Harrigan Centennial Hall. And if you haven't been through the building, it is a perfect venue now for this huge party. We've got all kinds of things going on, and there's more space. It's going to be more comfortable and more bathrooms, more viewing space to see the stage. We'll have a couple of no-host bars there. Thanks to Sitka Hotel for providing that that service, and there will be everywhere in the building there are TV screens, and they will be showing what's on stage, and you'll be able to hear the music piped around throughout as well. So, if you're back in the back room waiting to purchase something, you can look up and see the screen and see what's happening right there on stage. What is happening right there on stage? The doors open at 7. And key reminder, no matter how, as I've said before, no matter how skimpy your costume might be, and there have been some skimpy ones in the past. Now, don't be looking at me for skimpy, but you must have your ID. You must have your legal ID. It's a 21 and older event. And sometimes folks think, oh, you know, I'm well up there in age. I can't be...
No one could mistake me for an 18-year-old.
and I feel this way myself. However, that's not the point. The point is that you have to have the card. And so bring your ID in a safe spot. You'll need it on your person that night. So don't forget, please. So that's when you get in the door at 7 o'clock. At 8 is when we start the lip sync contest. At 9 is when the band starts. Take a break from the band, a brief break, at 10 for the costume contest, and then the band comes back on and they'll play till midnight or midnight 30 or however long things are dancing. So it's 7 doors open, 8 lip sync, 9 the band starts, 10 the costume contest, and then the band finishes out the night. The lip sync this year is epic. There have been epic years before, and this, you don't want to miss it.
What makes it epic?
Well, we've got a lot of acts. There's 8 acts, and there's just some every direction you turn, there's something for everybody. And some are just knock your socks off creative. Some are like true to form, and you're impressed by the how it's just done, like mirroring the actual artist. And some are just silly. You have been involved, Melissa.
It was a very silly one. I would categorize it as silly, less on the, wow, I'm impressed by your technique, more on the press that you actually
what,
just got
What
up
year
there.
Was that?
Gosh, I don't know.
I know.
It was a long time ago.
That's such a hard question. When we get that, because it was just, oh, you know, a few years back.
It was back when I probably really did need to bring ID to be identified as 21 year older. Now I'll do it just because it's required.
So what was your, what did you do up on stage in the lip sync?
It was myself and a bunch of friends, and we did, what was it? It was
Walk like an Egyptian.
Right? Yes. You remember the arm. Yeah, that was fun. It was a blast. And really, ultimately, it doesn't matter how good you are at the lip sync. What matters is that you're getting up there and you're having fun and you're inspiring other people to have fun.
Adrenaline
as well.
is the key to having a good time. Everybody that does the lip sync ends up having a great night. Because there's nothing like standing up in front of hundreds and hundreds of people.
And, who love you, who are just so appreciative that you're there.
That are cheering, adoration. It is a delight. The acts are awesome. And so that starts at 8 till 9. There are people that that only come really for the lip sync contest. But you do get to check out the band starting at 9 o'clock. And if you're not a late night person, the band is... has got strict marching orders to bring their best at the beginning of the show. So they're going to come out hot and ready to make you dance at 9 o'clock. Nervous Rex.
Tell us about them.
They are from Anchorage, and they play. They've been playing 14 years around Alaska, and they're a staple. They're a mainstay in cities all across Alaska. Homer has them, Kodiak, Fairbanks, and all around Anchorage. And they just travel around the state, and they play dance music. And one of the things that Justin, he's one of the lead singers, he says the music doesn't stop. It's not like they play a song and stop, and then they turn around and they talk.
They just like the energizer by this.
They just keep going. So they're well rehearsed. It's a show they've put together, and the whole point of what they do is to let people dance. Because around in Alaska, you know, maybe not so much in Fairbanks or Anchorage, but the smaller communities that they go to, sometimes that's the biggest dance of the year. It's the case here. Mm-hmm. And they start playing, and they just won't stop until the break time. And then they'll come back, and then they just won't stop. This is the band. They were here in 2012. They started the second set by putting on marching uniforms, and they came in the back way with the trombone player on the trumpet player's shoulders, and then they created a parade that serpentined through the entire crowd. And then, of course, the other animals and mystical things began following them. So the whole thing was just kind of swirling and curling in from the back of a hall up to the stage, where then they climbed up on stage and then just and just went right into playing. And everybody, the most positive comments we've ever had about a band. There's always somebody that doesn't like a band. I mean, just every year with Stardust, some people say, that was great. And other people are like, well, I don't know, maybe not my bag so much. This band, nobody said, maybe not my bag so much. Everybody said, this band is great. So we're real pleased to have them back.
It sounds like they have a mission, you know, let Alaskans dance.
They know how we want to dance, and they provide that. So it's not too harsh rock and roll. They've got a horn section. They play some music that's kind of called ska, which is a real upbeat, horn-based, infectious dancing style. But they also play some covers and some original musics. Bottom line is that everybody loves it. I promise if you go, you're going to love their music. they're going to play at 9, and then we have a costume contest. And that'll be just about 10 o'clock. Both the lip sync and the costume contest, $100 for first, $50 for second, $25 for third. The lip sync is fairly well booked. If you want, you can get in touch with me, Ken Fate, here at the radio station, 747-5877. We might be able to squeeze you in, but I don't think so. But if you can sell me on it, we could consider it. The costume contest, all you have to do is show up in costume. We've got 25 golden tickets, and we have 5 different people over the course of the first couple hours, couple and a half hours. You get there early, you have a better chance of being seen in your excellent costume. And if you get a golden ticket, you're invited up on stage at about 10 o'clock to be one of the folks judged to see if your costume will win first, second, or third from our panel of judges. And so that's the costume contest. Anybody can win it. Again, it can be clever. It can be just, you know, detailed and fun. It could be really, really simple. And when it comes to costumes, I think the key here is that everybody has a costume, but it doesn't need to be something that you've been working on for weeks. Mm. Right now, today, you've got plenty of time between now and Saturday to put something together. Let's brainstorm for a minute, Melissa.
What is your costume going to be? Ken, will you divulge that?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
When we're done with this, we'll brainstorm a little bit. If you're at home and you're like, I have no idea, I have no costume, what would you do? You think about, well, what's in some of the drawers and cabinets and closets?
What's in my recycling closet?
What do you got? So maybe you've got some boxes that you might tape together. You're beginning to have some idea that maybe some, if you tape the boxes along your arms and then you have a little cardboard around, robot maybe, or you could just be a recycling bin. I mean, you could just draw it down. Maybe you've got some rubber gloves, blow them up. You tie them onto your back in a row. You're starting to maybe get rockfish-like. I think the point is just take a look at what's around and then just try on an idea. And if that approach doesn't work, you know, you've always got your zombie. You've always got a little bit of clown action works well. There's the old Western thing. You can always find something there and throw it on and come on down, because it's about the fun, being together with folks. Some of them you won't even recognize with their costumes, and just letting it be a fun night before we head into the deep depths of dark winter.
Yep, there's no judging here. It's all just appreciation.
So the tickets are at Old Harbor Books. We're not sold out, and you can get them at $35. There's no limit on the number that you can buy. That we used to have a limit of four, but if you want to buy for your crowd, that's fine. You can go ahead and get folks tickets. And it's Saturday, this coming Saturday, Nervous Rex down from Anchorage, and it's at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Doors open at 7, lip sync at 8, band starts at 9, costume contest at 10. Make sure you bring your ID. I'd tell you what we're going to be, but I think, Melissa, that we are just out of time.
Just a hint. All right. Well, I guess you'll have to go to the Stardust Ball to see what Ken and Rachel are going to be this year. And don't forget to pick up tickets. They are on sale at Old Harbor Books now for $35.
Thanks so much, Ken.
We've been speaking with Ken Fate, co-general manager at Raven Radio. Stardust Ball is coming up on the 29th at Harrigan Centennial Hall.